There's quite a stigma about people reading romance novels, and I'd say, F it. Read what you want to read, watch what you want to watch, and jam to whatever melody makes you happy. Hey Zesties, how have you been? In last week's episode, I was in a vulnerable place sharing a not-so-fun phase in my life, but has given me tremendous lessons. If you haven't listened to it, give it a go. And wait, wait, wait for it. There are some learnings I've shared on the last 10 minutes or so of the episode, so please make sure to listen till the end. It was quite a heavy episode, so we are going to balance it with literature, fiction, and romance this week. But before that, if you haven't already, please follow, like, share, and rate this podcast on your favorite podcasting platform. It'll definitely help a lot. Some of you might have also been listening to the website, so what do you think of the new layout? Don't forget to follow my socials on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. That's at Gleeful Talk Show. For our new listeners and zesties, welcome. Make yourself feel comfortable in this safe space. You're listening to the Gleeful Talk Show, where we share zesty stories to cultivate the happiness and hero within and out. Now, today's episode is a book review. Yay! Well, it's not gonna be super critical and intricate book review. Like, I'm not a professional book reviewer, but it's something that I wanted to share with you guys from time to time. So whatever books I've been interested in or whatever shows I might be interested in, especially like pop culture related stuff as well. So that's why I'm gonna mix and match some of these episodes on the show. The book that I'm going to share with you today is entitled Book Lovers by Emily Henry. This book was released just recently on 3rd of May 2022, so it's quite fresh. It keeps on popping to my recommended list in Audible, so when I searched about it on Goodreads, it seemed like it was rated quite high, so I gave it a try. Now, I'm not really a bookworm zesties, but from time to time, I indulge myself in a book for entertainment and sometimes for learning as well, but I'm more of a visual kind of gal now. And I used to read a lot back in the days, and I usually go for horror and fantasy genre. But I feel like now, as I've gotten older, I feel like a bit like a teenage girl that's just into romance. Like, it's kind of like backward type of growth. But anyway, who cares? There's quite a stigma about people reading romance novels, and I'd say, F it. Read what you want to read, watch what you want to watch, and jam to whatever melody makes you happy. We only have one life, and we've got to live it by our rules. As long as we are not stepping on anybody's toes and we are good citizens, I think we are good. I got a little bit off tangent there, but it's just because in our age range, people are somewhat expected to read all of these self-help books like How to Be a Millionaire books and whatnot. I mean, I still read those kinds of books from time to time, and I do love a good self-help book or a good memoir book or a documentary type of book, but we shouldn't be defined by what we read. So I've seen a lot of videos out there saying, oh, these are the books that CEOs read. These are the books that successful people read. I mean, come on, get a life from time to time, you know? So enjoy life a little or a lot. Well, maybe other people's definition of enjoying life could also be just reading How to Be a Millionaire book. So whatever floats your boat, zesties. I really like a good light read from time to time. After watching a lot of murder documentaries, I want to switch things up a little bit. And here I am, stumbled upon this romance chick lit book. So I listened to it in an audiobook format from Audible. This book is about a literary agent named Nora Stephens, whose life is all about books. A literary agent is a person who represents the business interests of writers and their written works. I feel like it's like a talent agent for writers. She is this ambitious New Yorker who's like a boss, professional and badass. When I'd say ambitious, she's not really those type of people who are stepping on others' toes just to be ahead of the game, but somewhat who just wants to be good, if not great, at her job. Because of this, she would seem like she puts her job first before anything or anyone else. But she is somewhat misunderstood in this area, and you will see that slowly uncover in the book. She's also a city girl, like hardcore city girl. You know, before, I used to be ashamed of myself not wanting to live the provincial or countryside life. It seems to me that 80% of the people I talked to back then, and now sometimes, preferred to live in the provincial or countryside type of life. And I felt like I might sound like a snob to really say that I'm not really into the countryside type of life. But now, as I gotten older, I feel I can be my own person and say what, how, where, or who I want to spend my life with. This was definitely quite evident in the book too, and even to Nora, a lot of romance books that she has read or handled even always tell about the typical countryside life where a city girl would meet a guy in the countryside and in the middle of nowhere and feel that everything is enough and then they live happy ever after. You know, the typical romance tropes. And that is definitely what her sister Libby is about too. She loves romance books and is in love with tropes and cliches. Not that there's anything wrong with them. That's why it's cliche and popular, because those types of scenarios work and sweeps off your feet. But to Nora, she isn't that type. I'd say she's a total opposite of her sister. So the first few chapters of the story tells about how savage Nora is. Without giving away too much, when her boyfriend broke up with her, she didn't even shed a tear and carried on with life. Some think that she's just indestructible, but they don't really know the true core of Nora. They don't really know who she is inside. Sometimes she believes those people as well, that she's like this and that, because, you know, people always tell her that, oh, Nora, this is you, and etc. But in the book, you will see how she realizes this as well. And enter Charlie Lastra, a handsome book editor who she happens to almost work with. There are some few happenings which I'm not going to tell you now, Zesties, so that I wouldn't spoil it. So there are some few happenings here and there that have resulted that they couldn't work together. But, there is a twist. The story's setting is in New York and also most of the time in Sunshine Falls, North Carolina. So it's a bit of back and forth because of how the story progresses and how the character, Nora Stephens, is narrating it. Sunshine Falls is your typical town where everyone knows each other. If you've seen Schitt's Creek on Netflix, I really felt that showed the small town vibes. But Sunshine Falls isn't your Schitt's Creek, just so I'm clear. Sunshine Falls, as described in the book, is a quaint and cozy little town, and interestingly, the setting of a popular book that one of Nora's clients have written. The story starts off very intriguing to me, and I really liked it. At one point, I couldn't stop. One of the huge indicators that I really like a book is that I listen to it when I run, when I clean, when I walk to work. So bam, that is this book. With how the author described Nora Stevens, I feel like she's my spirit animal and perhaps 70% like me. So I really relate to her in a lot of ways, especially on how she approaches her work and a little bit about how she values family. Now, Charlie Lastra, the book's male protagonist, is like the perfect man on earth physically. But I don't know what's with ladies and their fascination to guys with bushy eyebrows and pouty lips. I don't know. I feel like how this guy was described in the book is like a male Kardashian. But he's supposed to be very manly and very sexy and look like $1 million. I'm not really sure if I would have a crush on this type of guy in real life, especially if I picture him as a male Kim Kardashian. I mean, maybe for you, a male-looking Kim Kardashian is your typical attractive kind of guy, but for some reason, I just picture him as Kim Kardashian with a beard and how the author described Charlie. Anyway, let's just set the tone that he's extremely attractive. But to me, what's more attractive is how he carries himself. As how the book described him, it's like how I picture a guy that I'm attracted to. He's like tsundere. Do you guys know what tsundere means? Well, I've only recently knew about these terminologies, literally like a year ago. Even with myself watching anime since I was born, I didn't really know about this terminology, but shout out to Anyong Tita Podcast, Marianne, who was one of the guests on this show, who is the host of Anyong Tita Podcast, was a guest on the Gleeful Talk Show a year ago when she talked about this tsundere terminology. And I was so surprised that I didn't know this before. But actually, I was quite aware of this type of character. And this is the type of character that a lot of girls fall in love with. So tsundere is a Japanese term for a character development process that depicts a character with a personality who is initially very harsh before gradually showing a warmer, friendlier side over time. Usually, these tsundere characters are these hot male characters who you just literally fall in love with. I don't know if I will fall in love with a guy in real life with tsundere. I'm not sure. But for sure, when I watch an anime or when I read a book, then I would surely fall in love with that type of character. The word is derived from the terms tsuntsun, or to turn away in disgust or anger, and deredere, to become affectionate. This term was made popular in the visual novel Kimi ga Nozomu Eien and have now become internationally known in Western countries and also in K-dramas. So yes, Charlie Lastra is a tsundere character. I extremely enjoyed the banter in this book between Nora and Charlie. You know those typical characters where they throw banters at each other while subconsciously attracted to each other? So that's Nora and Charlie in this book. But you would ask, Glee, what's in it for me to read this book if it's just about the banter of Nora and Charlie? Well, Zesties, of course, there is more to what I'm telling you now. The book will slowly unfold Nora's and Charlie's deeper selves, their past, and why they act like that. And of course, character development at the end of the book. You will also get to know some other characters as told by the narrator, Nora, and also with her conversation with Charlie. The only thing, though, is other characters don't really have their own arc as much as Nora and Charlie. I get that the protagonists are the main characters here, but I feel that it will be a more well-rounded book if the other characters have their own arc as well. Well, technically, it's not really that the other characters don't have their own arc in a strict sense, but maybe the other characters could have been more developed and could have a bit more of their chapter in the book as well. Since this is told through Nora's point of view and her conversations with Charlie, you will get to see a little bit of limitation in other characters in the book. After all, this book is considered as a romance book, but told in a contemporary way. It does have its steamy parts for sure, but not so much as The Love Hypothesis by Ali Hazelwood. Ooh la la, that one has really a lot of steamy parts. But mind you, Zesties, these are not erotica books, okay? They are just your typical romance book. The book Lovers is more adult than The Love Hypothesis because of the characters. Because the book Lovers book is more centered on characters who have their job already, who is established in their career, whilst the Love Hypothesis book is structured more on a medical student and a professor. So just to set your expectations on that, do I prefer one or the other? Well, not really. It just really depends on what I'm going for, really, and what I am in the mood for reading on that day. But the Love Hypothesis book, I finished it in 2 days whilst in vacation at Cairns. Both are quite page-turners, I'd say, but with the book Lovers, as it goes on deeper each chapter, I kind of got less interested about it than in Love Hypothesis. Not in a bad way, but it was just maybe I wasn't in the mood anymore, so I couldn't finish it as much as I did with the pacing I had with Love Hypothesis. I also didn't like that Nora just keeps on thinking about her sister. It's actually so me. Personally, I'm also similar like that, always just thinking about my family, my sister, etc. And hearing it from this audiobook is just utterly ridiculous and borderline annoying. So now I can imagine how people around me felt when I kept on worrying and thinking about my family to the point of not thinking about myself. As the airplane safety reminder says, put your mask on first before anyone else. So, I guess that's one of the learnings that the book offers to the reader. Sometimes you have to put yourself first, and maybe not even sometimes, but all the time. Not in a selfish way, of course, but more of so that you will be able to help more people, if that makes sense. So, I didn't want to spoil you much about this book, Zesty, so this episode is just going to be a teaser. If you'd like me to talk about it more or to talk about other books in the future, please feel free to write me a note. I got a request to review Sandman, so I'm going to release that as a collaboration with the Nerdy Fans podcast. The Sandman is actually based from a book and currently being shown in Netflix. So that's coming up in the next few weeks, so please be patient, my zesties. And by the way, I came from a one-day trip to the Great Barrier Reef, and it was so amazing. The trip was like living on the edge of life or something, but more details will be up on my blog, that's theambivertlife.com soon. So please do visit my blog. Thanks so much once again for listening to today's episode. If you like this episode, please do share it to your friends on your socials and follow and rate the podcast while you're at it. I truly appreciate you all for listening to this show and keep your requests coming. If you'd like to buy me a cup of coffee or two, please head down to the episode notes to find out how. Until next week,